Steve Willits, Sound Live Sports Network, Lake Stevens and Snohomish. And, boy, the Panthers, I mean, they need an influx of the Brockmans, don't they? Because they're having a rough season.
No kidding. They were 12-2 last year and actually went into districts on a fairly high note and then lost two straight games and were knocked out pretty quick. Kind of a rebuild year for the Panthers a little bit. They played Lake Stevens last night, and it was senior night for Snohomish, and quite frankly, a game that Snohomish really needed to win, so we thought. And they played a Lake Stevens team that's vastly improved. They had only won two games all of last year. They lose one of their best players from last season in Jacob Eason because he graduates early to go play football at Georgia. And they've come back and had a nice season. They were 8-11 going into the game last night. And this had playoff implications. And early on, it looked like it was going to be a Snohomish night. They jumped out to a 17-11 lead in the first quarter. Jacob Shogren, their 6'2" senior, goes off for 8 points. They extend the lead to 10 early second quarter before Lake Stevens comes back, erases the lead entirely. Snohomish takes a 4-point lead into the half, but Lake Stevens fighting strong at that point. Dante Lewis, their 6'2" senior, had 3 3-pointers in the second quarter to keep the Vikings into it. And then just kind of nip and tuck back and forth in the third quarter. Snohomish ends up with a 45-43 lead after three. Lake Stevens takes their first lead of the game with 5 minutes to go. And then they end up pulling away a little bit. Ryder Kavanaugh, a 6-foot sophomore, scores 15 of his 20 points in the second half. Lake Stevens gets the 62-55 victory. And Lake Stevens, again, a team that won two games all of last year, qualifies for the playoffs.
Nice. So they're a four seed then behind Cascade, Kamiak, and Jackson?
Well, they're looking like they're going to be probably a 5 seed right now. They're tied with Mariner, and I don't know how that tiebreaker works right now, but either way, the 4 and 5 play each other. So it's just a matter of who gets the home game and who travels the 8 or 10 miles from one gym to the other. But really, the story tonight was that Mount Vernon knocked off Monroe, and that creates a 3-way tie for that 6th and final spot between Snohomish, Monroe, and Mount Vernon. Snohomish and Monroe play each other on Tuesday. Now, Snohomish controls their own destiny. If they win, they take the number 6 seed. If Monroe beats them, and then if Mount Vernon wins that game, then Monroe and Mount Vernon might even have to have a play-in game for that 6th and final spot. So really, all 3 teams still alive to see if they can make it into the playoffs. And the way that conference is shaping up right now, top 2 teams out of districts go, and it's really anybody's conference. I mean, Cascade looks like they're the team to beat, but if you can make it into the playoffs and get on a little run, you could take that number 2 spot.
Absolutely. Any other scores tonight?
Yeah, a few. We had a few teams that clinched division titles or conference titles tonight. Cascade beats Mariner 63-53, so the Bruins wrap up the number 1 seed for Wesco 4. Kamiak beats Jackson 75-69. Kamiak, by winning that game, wraps up the number 2 seed over Jackson, which gives them a bye in the first round. Sam Soffer had 38 points in the loss for Jackson tonight. Arlington beats Everett, which means that Everett's probably going to have to do a play-in game just to make it into the districts, and Arlington has probably moved on. And the Edmonds Woodway boys, they knock off Shorecrest 73-60, and that gives them the 3A South title.
Great stuff. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dick.
You bet. Steve Willits joining us, Sound Live Sports Network.